Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast, brought to you by HealthRev Partners. Join your hosts, Michael Greenlee and me, Hannah Vale, as we dive into the world of home health, hospice, and palliative care services. Each episode features real stories and insights from industry leaders covering everything from innovative technologies and payer negotiations to quality improvement and clinician safety. Whether you're a seasoned professional or new to the field, our podcast offers valuable knowledge to help you provide the best care for your patients. Tune in and be part of the conversation on Home Health Revealed. In this episode, I sit down and talk with Annalee Ashby, who never saw herself in home health. She came from the more intense, fast-paced world of emergency and trauma medicine, and she didn't exactly have a positive attitude about her change to home health. But as she will tell you, it surprised her in the best way. Working in home health, she says, has made her a better nurse and a better person. Let's dive in.
My name is Annalee Ashby, and I am the Director of Nursing for Homestead Home Health and Hospice in Rexburg, Idaho.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit about Homestead and how you came to be at Homestead.
Absolutely. Homestead is actually really unique in the sense that it's owned by an owner that also owns an assisted living facility. And so they have people coming into their building all the time, and they decided that they should open up their own because then they were able to have compliance on both sides, because people come in and they don't always understand assisted living facility rules. And so they opened up their own. They've only been open for maybe 6 years. And so we're really small, we're growing. And I actually started out there as a case manager. And then I moved up to the director of nursing. Very small. We have maybe 5 nurses total that I manage, and then a team of clinicians and social workers. And even on the home health side, I do the therapy and the CNAs and things like that. And so I actually came into home health and hospice on accident. My background is emergency room, and I wanted to stay in emergency and trauma and everything like that as long as I could. In fact, I was going to be a flight nurse, I think, like most all ER nurses are wanting to do someday. But when we moved to the state of Idaho, my husband and I were looking for a place to work, and he was going to go to school, so I was going back to work full time. And there wasn't an opening in the ER, but there was an opening in home health and hospice. So I kind of was like, I'll just do anything for a little while. And to be honest with you, I had a really bad attitude about it. I did. And I was very naive. And I only really had eyes and tunnel vision for emergency medicine, which I still love emergency medicine, but I just didn't give home health and hospice the chance that I would have later by accidentally getting into it. So I told myself, try to love it, try to just endure until we can get back into the ER. And within about a month of doing it, I had to ask myself if this was realistic, that I actually loved it this much. And I had no idea that it was going to be life-changing the way that it was. I feel that I grew up in my nursing degree, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I had graduated from high school and then went into the college of, like, the medical field, if that makes sense. Like, I loved high school and it was fun, but I just didn't know what was all out there. And so I started home health and hospice, and I love it. It's honestly changed my life. It's been the best experience that I never would have given a chance until I was given the chance, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yes, I love that story. It's so inspiring to hear that you really kind of stumbled upon maybe your calling.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely a calling, I would say. It's definitely a calling. And I guess my biggest thing too is there's a lot of people out there, there's a lot of new grads out there that have eyes for the ER and have eyes for labor and delivery and ICU and the fun stuff. And I absolutely love that too. I support it. But if there's anybody out there that was maybe a lot like me and not even giving this a chance or even looking this way, that's probably the biggest thing that I would say to any nurse that's out there just kind of trying to figure out what they want to do, to just maybe look into it and give it a chance and see what it's about, because I had no idea that I was going to love it. I didn't know that it was going to change my life. I didn't know that it was going to be the experience. It made me a better nurse. It made me a better person. It's just a very good, rewarding, fulfilling job. Incredible.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. That was such a great story. And you thought you were going to sit down and have nothing to share. I feel like somebody probably really needs to hear that.
I hope so.
So thank,
thank you.
Thanks for this opportunity.
You,
yes. And again, just thank you so much. If you don't already listen to Home Health Revealed, please like and subscribe.
Absolutely.
So you can hear this and other stories that we love to share.
Yeah, so. This is wonderful. Anything that promotes home health and hospice, I'm in for it. So thank you.
Yeah.